رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. It was narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab, the prominent Sahabi, that he said, I heard the Prophet ﷺ saying, إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى فمن كانت هجرته لله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله ومن كانت هجرته لدنيا يصيبها أو امرأة ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه رواه الشيخان. Umar ibn al-Khattab said that he heard the Prophet ﷺ saying that indeed every deed is depends on the niyyah, on the intention of the heart. And everyone gets rewarded by his intention when he does the deed. So whoever migrated for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Prophet, then he migrated to the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Prophet. And whoever migrates to the dunya or to something for the dunya, not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Prophet's sake, then whatever he migrated to, it is. And even he didn't mention like his migration is for this dunya. He didn't even mention it because it's such a low expectation. So from this hadith we learn that aniyyah is an important aspect of any deed that we do. Whether it's an obligatory deed or something that we do voluntarily. And in this hadith we learn that any deed won't be accepted unless there is a sincere niyyah that is connected to it. And this has other supporting verses from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Bayyinah, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ. And they only were obligated to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity and with pure intention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever we do anything, we should check our niyyah before doing it. Are we doing it to show off? Are we doing it so people will say that we are righteous people? Or are we doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone? Not caring if anyone knows about it,